Police found their suspect, Frazier Glenn Cross Jr., shortly after the shootings. Cross is widely known as Glenn Miller, but the local police didn't recognize him. The 73-year-old lives in southern Missouri, a three-hour drive from Overland Park. Police got a quick lesson in Miller's neo-Nazi ideology, though, as he sat in the back of a police cruiser after his arrest. And a crew from KMBC TV caught Miller screaming a salute to Adolf Hitler.
Oh, Hitler!
I've been aware of Glenn Miller since about 1984.
Leonard Zeskin is a Kansas City area author who's followed hate groups closely for more than three decades. Reached on his cell phone in London, Zeskin says that when he first heard of Miller, he was staging rallies and spreading fear.
He was leading a group of Carolina Ku Klux Klansmen into becoming the White Patriot Party in North Carolina.
I'm concerned about my people, white people, my ancestors. Different women say white power!
Zeskind says the government forced Miller to disband his paramilitary organization in North Carolina, but busted him in Missouri, reportedly using tear gas to drive him from a mobile home packed with hand grenades, automatic weapons, and ammo. In 1988, Miller cut a deal with prosecutors, testifying against other white supremacists.
Glenn Miller got off with a short prison term and escaped relatively freely.
With many of his former colleagues now against him, Miller eventually went online to spew his hate.
He would espouse for racial genocide. He would fantasize about the murdering of Jewish people.
That's Sam Taylor, who monitors white supremacists for the Site Intelligence Group. He says the man calling himself Glenn Miller raised money for other neo-Nazis, including serial killer Joseph Paul Franklin, who murdered mixed-race couples, firebombed a synagogue and shot up another one, killing one man. Then, 4 years ago, Miller ran for U.S. Senate in Missouri, complete with radio ads.
We've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government, our banks, and our media. We've allowed 10...
Zeskin says that he, on at least two occasions, had warned about Miller, speaking at forums at the Jewish Community Center.
Someone who was a Hitlerite, who was in the Southwest Missouri area, and a potential threat among other white nationalists and neo-Nazis in the area, who are still there and still a potential problem.
And Mark Potok, a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, says these terrorists pose a multi-ethnic threat.
Well, the irony is absolutely incredible. The man who allegedly carried this out spent his entire life hating Jews and accusing them of being behind every bad thing in the universe. He goes to two Jewish community centers and winds up murdering two Methodists and a Catholic.
Miller's victims are 53-year-old Teresa Lamano, 14-year-old Reet Underwood, and his 69-year-old grandfather, William Corporon. Those who monitor hate crimes say the shootings are a reminder that militant white supremacists who've killed scores from Birmingham to Norway to Oklahoma City haven't gone away. Frank Morris, KCUR News.